The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Hawaii Money Resource with financial advisor Marco Miuskovich.
Marco Miuskovich is registered representative and financial advisor of Park Avenue Securities LLC, 7 Hanover Square, New York, New York, 10004, and at Bell Strategy Partners, 677 Ala Moana Boulevard, Suite 720, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96813. This show is for informational purposes only. Individual risk tolerance and investment objectives must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
And now your host, Marco Miuskovich.
Welcome back. You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource. My name is Marco Miuskovich, Vice President and Financial Advisor at Wealth Strategy Partners. Wealth Strategy Partners, wide-angle comprehensive financial services firm located right here in Honolulu at 677 Ala Moana Boulevard, Suite 720. And also, as of last year, we expanded to California and Nevada. You can find us in San Diego, Orange County, LA, San Francisco, and Las Vegas. Hawaii Money Resource every single day, Monday to Saturday, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Also Monday and Tuesday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. We are also online, hawaiimoneyresource.com, hawaiimoneyresource.com. Another hot day in the studio. We mentioned that yesterday, I guess AC is off and we're like running some portable AC. So if you have a little bit of noise in the background, don't worry about it. They're just hoping that we're going to survive this hour and try to pass as much as information possible to you. Like every other day, we have a guest. Today's guest is a special guest because we're going to try to paint, to position this topic as positive as possible, right? Even that the topic is not really happy topic, but I'm going to talk about that a little bit in a second. Let me tell you a little bit more about recruiting. We are hiring right now. We're looking for financial advisors. If you're exploring career in financial services industry, give me a call, 695-2102, 695-2102. You can also find a little bit more information at hawaiimoneyresource.com under Career Opportunity tab. HawaiiMoneyResource.com nonstop is the best place for you to listen to our latest podcast, see the pictures of our guests, learn a little bit more about our firm, and learn about workshops and seminars that are coming up. Okay, let's don't waste any more time. Let's talk to our guest. Today's guest is Lisa Jacobs. She's attorney. Divorce attorney, or maybe you can change, you know, you can say whatever the whatever is your title, but it's attorney and it's a marriage attorney.
Yes, I'm actually a collaborative divorce attorney and mediator. So the collaborative part is what distinguishes me from a number of other more traditional divorce lawyers. And we could talk a little bit more about that.
We're going to talk about it in a little bit. And that's why I said earlier, we're going to try to position this topic as positive as possible, even though everybody knows that went through the divorce that is pretty hard and tough part of their life. But anyway, before we go into the meat of the topic, let's talk about Lisa. Lisa, tell me a little bit about you, who you are, where you're from.
Okay. Well, Marco, I actually was born and raised in the San Francisco Bay Area, but I do have roots in Hawaii. My parents and grandparents and great-grandparents all were born and raised here. My parents actually met on the mainland in the Bay Area through mutual friends, and so I actually was born 47 years ago in the San Francisco Bay Area, in Silicon Valley, actually. But we did come visit the islands numerous times because, you know, of course, we had family. My grandparents lived here in the islands, so I've always had a fond love of the islands, and I've lived here since the early 90s. Actually, since I graduated from law school, I've been here for over 20 years.
So let me ask you this. You're running your own business, right?
Yes.
And running your personal practice is not always the easiest task to do. How do you manage your personal life, your family of five, party of five, even though one son moved to the East Coast recently? How do you manage your personal life with your professional life?
Well, it's always a challenge, the work-life balance. especially because my my two younger children, my youngest is going to be 11 next month, so she's still quite young. So what I do mostly is I work mostly outside, work mostly within my home. I have a home office, so I'm able to do a bulk of my work at home. I also try to, although clients come first and I, return calls and communicate with them immediately, I still really do try to carve out time when I can to be able to meet the needs of my family as well. It's always a challenge. It's a challenge for everyone. But for an entrepreneur, it does have some particular challenges because I have to spend so much time focusing in on my business clients and getting it developed. Yes.
And it's good that you mentioned running the home office helps, right? Because you're right there. There is no commute time. There is no you stuck in traffic over Pali going back home or needed to leave at 5 o'clock in the morning to be in downtown at 6 or whatever, right?
Right.
So it helps out.
That improves my efficiency, yes. But then also, it also kind of blurs the line. You know, there's kind of benefits and drawbacks to both situations because then, yes, sometimes I, two things fall in my lap at once, and then what do I do? So it's always going to be a challenge.
Let me ask you this. Did you designate an area at your place to be your home office where you're dressed up and then just walk across the hall and then get into your home office? And is this what you do? Because I know some people have a hard time focusing when they are at home and running it from home.
Yes. I do have, a separate room dedicated as my office, a large desk, my laptop computer, my cell phone and everything. So yes, and well, when the kids are in school during the day, that does, provide some natural separation for me to talk on the phone and meet with clients and do my email and all that. So for the most part, I'm finding it very manageable. Yes, so I'm staying positive about that.
Good. Let me ask you this. Tell me a little bit about what do you do for fun? How do you guys spend some family time? What do you guys do?
What do we do for fun? Well, this is more of an adult activity because my kids don't like it so much, but my husband and I enjoy hiking. So we actually go hiking on Wednesdays, which is interesting because then that means that I make up for the other time. Sometimes I'm on the trail returning phone calls when we take breaks to prospective clients.
Why Wednesdays?
That's the time that our group, we have a large group that meets on Wednesdays to hike. So
it's a part of some kind of a team or
kind
something.
Kind of like a club, yes.
Club.
That's
club.
Been doing it now for many years. So we do find time outside of that Wednesday to do our business. I return my phone calls when I can. I do work evenings and weekends. That's just part of being an entrepreneur is you just
it's interesting because it's like just right there, kind of it's in the middle of the week, break that stream of the days of doing business. But in the other hand, there is no real rules because you can set up your rules. You can set up when you want to work, when you don't want to work. Mm-hmm. And if you're efficient, you can pretty much combine and compile everything in 2 days instead of 5 days.
Right. And I do, and I think what's important with clients is just letting them know up front kind of what my schedule is. The whole expectation management, I think, is key. So as long as they know that it might be a little longer before I return a call if they call me on a Wednesday versus if they call me on another day of the week. But I do am very mindful. I've got my phone with me at all times when I'm hiking and all that. So I know when work is needed to get done, and I respond to it as promptly as I can. So, yeah, it's setting up the expectations for the clients and the prospective clients that's key.
Plus, give you some alone time with your husband.
Right. Well, although alone with 50 other hikers, but they're all friends of ours, so that's nice. I think it enhances our
good. Is
our
there
marriage.
Anything before we? And I appreciate you sharing all this information with me and our listeners. Maybe you should say hi to your husband.
Hi, David.
He's probably listening. Is there anything that you do that not so many people know about you?
There's some things that I do.
Right, part of some kind of club, church, singing and cooking,
okay.
Whatever. There's a lot of these little things that people are doing just for their own personal leisure time.
Okay. Well, one thing that I like to do is on Saturday mornings, there's a Tai Chi class that meets at Kailua Beach Park, only about a mile from my home. So I like to go there Our Tai Chi chief teacher, Dr. Greg Ewan, offers free classes, and I've been going for about 2.5 years. It's just a nice way to start the weekend, to be around 30 people who are very positive and very, very supportive and fun. So I do the Tai Chi on a weekly basis. I'm also a board member of an interfaith spiritual wellness group, and we just put on a large symposium a little over a month ago and had a sellout crowd and just raving reviews. It was our second time we did it, and it's just we just got so much positive feedback that people want us to do another one. So I helped coordinate that symposium and get the word out to press, and helped secure facilitators who offered free workshops at that symposium. It was a really, really fantastic experience for me.
Very good. Lisa Jacobs, attorney, today is with us in the studio. Lisa, thank you so much for sharing about you personally. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource. My name is Marco Miushkovich, Vice President and Financial Advisor at Wealth Strategy Partners. You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource every single day, Monday to Saturday, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., and Monday and Tuesday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Hawaii Money Resource. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the quick commercial break.
It's about mid-afternoon and your energy levels need a boost. Let's do a simple office exercise that will give you a bump for the rest of the day. I'm going to have you stand up out of your seat, and we're going to do some push-ups. Let's put your hands on the edge of the desk, walk your feet backwards so your body's a nice straight line, and we're going to go for 10 reps. If you want to live a healthier lifestyle, visit us at watkinsfitness.com. That's watkinsfitness.com.
Achieving personal financial success can be complicated. Marco Miushkovich can make it simpler. That's something very good to know in a world where the wrong financial decisions can be all too costly. Marco Miushkovich, Vice President of Wealth Strategy Partners, has been helping people in Hawaii successfully organize and plan their finances for years. Marco uses an holistic approach to help you balance your current financial obligations as well as your future concerns. And he does this while keeping things simple. Organizing your finances is serious business, but it doesn't have to be complicated. Find out how Marco can help you make smart, informed decisions about your financial future. Call him and schedule your complimentary session and tell him your story. He's there to listen. The toll-free number to call is 877-695-2102. That's 877-695-2102. 877-695-2102. Marco Miushkovich.
How would you like to work in the world of finance? Wealth Strategy Partners is considering smart, motivated financial associates. You will have the potential to earn competitive earnings while providing a necessary service to the community. Furthermore, when you join Wealth Strategy Partners, you will be eligible to receive a full benefits package, including insurance, a pension plan, and more. If you enjoy working with people and have an interest in making a difference in people's lives, contact Wealth Strategy Partners, 695-2102. That's 695-2102. Make the call that could change your life. 695-2102. Join Wealth Strategy Partners. 695-2102.
Registered representative and financial advisor of Park Avenue Securities, LLC. Abbreviated PAS. 7 Hanover Square, New York, New York, 10004. Securities products or services and advisory services are offered through PAS, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. 888-600-4667. PAS is a member of FINRA SIPC.
You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource with financial advisor Marco Miushkovich. If you'd like to speak to Marco, either on the air or after the show, call toll-free from Oahu and the Outer Islands, 877-695-2102. That's 877-695-2102.
Welcome back. You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource. I think we have a better sound now. Good job. Or maybe not. Maybe I'm speaking too soon. But anyway, today's guest is Lisa Jacobs, collaborative attorney and mediator. PunoDivorce.com is the website that you can reach Lisa. And also there is a phone number, 263-6299, 263-6299. Okay, Lisa, we talk about you personally, and I appreciate you sharing your personal story. It's pretty interesting. You guys like doing a lot. Sounds like you and your family do a lot of good stuff, interesting stuff. So let's go and start talking about you as an attorney, you as a professional. You mentioned that you work for someone else before. You were in the Navy, working for the Navy quite a few years. So why don't you give me a little history, Ren?
Okay. Well, I've been licensed to practice law in Hawaii since 1994, so 19 years. It's coming on 20 years. And what I did was, after law school and upon passing the bar, I was employed at a large law firm. And I did litigation, and I did some transactional work as well. So it did give me some good background and some good legal training. To get a better work-life balance at that point, what I did was I switched over and I became a federal civilian attorney with the Naval Legal Service Office at Pearl Harbor. And I found that that provided a good work-life balance. It also, I really like serving individuals. So I got a lot of individual, I was able to serve, literally thousands of clients
over
that course.
And that was building your experience in the same time,
right? Of course, yes, yes. Especially in the area of family law. I'd say a bulk of the cases that I handled in this department is called legal assistance. So it's basically providing kind of like legal aid services for active duty military and their families and retirees and their families and so on and so forth. So literally helped, thousands of service members and their families with all sorts of issues. But a large majority of the issues that I handled were family law related issues, so divorces. We also did wills and trusts and power of attorneys and some consumer law cases. I actually became sort of the specialist in Hawaii adoptions. I was the only Hawaii licensed attorney that was there for a continual period for close to 7 years. So I was sort of the continuity, and I was a supervisor for a majority of the time that I was there. So just really helping out, thousands of clients with their various helping them resolve their legal issues. So I would say that while I was there, I probably helped close to 1,800 individuals who were going through a divorce or separation, really helped walk them through the process of going through a divorce in the state of Hawaii. And it was kind of interesting that I guess I heard, especially from the Navy or the military wives, they'd say, oh, go see Ms. Jacobs, because, she's really good at listening and kind of just laying out the steps of what you need to know in order to go through, the divorce process, because it is tough. And especially if you're in the military, you might feel quite isolated.
So you become a go-to person, right? And yeah. You've building your experience, you're building your knowledge, you pretty much, more you're doing it, more effective you are, efficient you are, you know where to, go to if certain issues arise, and just helping the people solve their issues and problems.
Yes.
Even though when they're going through some tough times like a divorce.
Yes, yes. And oftentimes just having, developing a rapport and a comfort for the client to come and sit down and really just let them pour their heart out, if it means that 10 to 15 minutes of them, just letting it go. Because, if you go through a divorce or separation, so much of it is emotional. And that's just the way it is. It's a traumatic experience. It's almost like the death of a spouse is, going through that experience.
It's hopefully one in a lifetime a moment. But let me ask you this. How do you deal personally, emotionally? When it's probably affecting you somehow, because when you're hearing so many problems from other people, there's no way, at least if you care a little bit, you get affected.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Because you get to that point that you feel sorry for someone, or you really, the stories are bad and hurting, the people, and you get, there's no way that you don't get affected. How do you deal with it?
I think it's just part of my DNA. My mother was a social worker, and I actually did do, I have some training and experience in ministerial work, so pastoral work. So really helping people when they are going through a really tough time, being present with them, educating them on resources and places they can turn to get additional help, in addition to just coming to me. So I really think that that's part of who I am, is that I'm there to really help people in addressing what their issues or their problem or their hurt is, and helping them show them a path to a direction that's going to lead to healing. And, you know, I suppose that some of it is that self-care for myself is important, and that's why having that family time, having the downtime to do things like Tai Chi and hiking is important. It helps rejuvenate and kind of rebuild my spirit. In the times where
spirit
it does
gets
get
affected.
Yeah. Because, yeah, hearing so much bad news, tragedy, personal tragedy, it is hard, because if you really care about what you do and care about the clients and the people you serve, then yes, of course you get affected. So
how do you train yourself not to bring the work to home, even though it's home office, so it's at home, but literally how do you train yourself not to think about it, you know, this client that you just met 2 hours ago that has like really bad story that hurting them emotionally and hurting their kids emotionally, and how do you train yourself not to think about it past the working hours? Because brain doesn't have off and on, like close for business after 6. There's no way. It's still there in your memory, and it still, you know, can affect everything that you do personally.
Right. I mean, I just, you know, in order to stay sane, you have to do kind of develop, you know, kind of a thick skin, I guess, so to speak. Also, when I do talk to clients or see clients, when I'm communicating with them, I do look for some physical signs that after I've spoken with them, that they are in a place where they are more relaxed. So I could see it in their body language. I'll check in with them as I'm talking with them. And if we can leave a conversation where that they say that I'm feeling better now that I've spoken with you, or now that we've written to each other, that does make me feel a lot better that I am, I'm adding value to their lives.
When you look at your past and years of experience, did you ever question the choice of legal field that you choose? The your choice of being involved with the family and marriage?
Well, what I really like about...
Did you ever doubt yourself? That's the bottom line. I always ask people, like, when you choose your business and your profession, do you ever doubt yourself that is this the right thing that I chose for my career and my future?
Mm-hmm. What I really like about collaborative divorce, and we can talk about this in more detail, is that it really combines both my legal training and background, but it also has the real human aspect of, you know, realizing that going through divorce or separation, it's really not purely legal. So much of it is emotional. And for me to be that presence and that supportive presence there for them, I think, again, really is part of who I am. So that this kind of law has been practiced successfully in other jurisdictions and in other countries now for 23 years shows me that it is a successful model of ways to help families go through this process and really deal with all of these issues much more constructively, and with the hope that this is not going to, especially if they have children. My real concern is that children, you know, that divorce makes it hard on children. But if we have a process that's much more family friendly and family focused, then the effects on children, I think, will be minimized to a greater extent than it currently is.
Okay, so this is a good time for us to kind of like explain to our listeners what type of practice do you do, and what is the collaborative practice, and how's that different from traditional divorce practice? So maybe if you can give a little history on that, and maybe like just draw the line between traditional versus what you do and how you bring the value to your clients.
Okay. So collaborative divorce was developed by this family law attorney in Minnesota 23 years ago. His name is Stuart Webb. And he made a decision that he wanted to work with couples going through divorce and do it in a way that is not, I think he even used a metaphor about that there was a sledgehammer that, you know, why does traditional divorce have to be destructive when you go through the courts and, you know, the system is set up so it just pits the spouses against
it's
one
right,
another.
Yeah, it makes it like the. I mean, even in our profession, it's always said if you can fire the attorney, that's the first step when you're going through the divorce, because they make a little more. They make it way more comprehensive and complicated than it actually can be. So that's what this traditional divorce was like, making these people like going into more fight, into more debt, in more, I don't even know how to explain, but it's making it more difficult.
Right, right.
So I guess that's where the hammer came from.
Sledgehammer. Right, the sledgehammer, exactly. So the idea was, is let's deal with divorce and separation in a way that will encourage parties to arrive at their own agreements, so we wouldn't have to use court. We wouldn't have to have a judge or, you know, somebody else make a decision, when the decision really should be brought back to the individuals involved, the family, the parties, the husband, the wife, etc. So what developed out of that is, and what's really distinctive about collaborative divorce, if you compare it to a traditional adversarial litigation model, is one document that's real key here in a collaborative divorce. It's called a participation agreement. And the participation agreement is an agreement that the two collaborative attorneys will sign with their clients. And in a collaborative case, you have collaboratively trained lawyers and other professionals who are involved in the case.
So good point. So you need to be trained. You need to be either certified or how you become collaborative attorney.
Okay. Well, first of all, you're an attorney in good standing, and there are training programs that are available. And so last fall, about a year ago, there was somebody who's a leader in this in this movement. She came out and she trained about 50 of us, family law attorneys here in Hawaii, in the collaborative method. So we were given the tools and the resources to handle a case in a collaborative way, because it's very different than litigation. And so with that, you know, we...
You got your knowledge or expertise or tools. So is there a time when you kind of like decided to go this route?
Yeah, I mean, I was very much sold on it. I had had an interest for years in mediation, which is similar to collaborative divorce. Mediation is really helping parties who are in dispute, help them communicate better, and being that neutral third party to help them talk with one another more constructively and really be there to support them. But ultimately, their agreement is going to be between the two of them, and I'm not going to impose my agreement onto them.
Right, so you will be like independent party, like a buffer between two, just to make it more reasonable. Or to get to that reasonable solution that is going to make sense for both.
And even helping to reframe issues, because if people are really highly emotional about things and accusatory, and they may be saying things that will trigger the other party, a mediator's role is to really help reframe the issues and kind of neutralize, you know, to kind of bring down the high emotion.
If you don't mind, I will compare it to psychologists.
There are a lot of mediators that are psychologists that are successful mediators. In fact, you know, my mentor, I do have some mentor mediators, and they are psychologically, yes, yes.
Okay, let's take a quick break. Today's guest is Lisa Jacobs, collaborative attorney and mediator. Lisa, thank you so much. So far, so good. You can find Lisa at 263-6299, 263-6299. PonoDivorce.com, PonoDivorce.com. My name is Marko Miuškovic, Vice President, Financial Advisor at Wealth Strategy Partners. You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource. Don't forget, we're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, we're going to hear more about the collaborative
divorce process.
There you go. I was looking for a word. Collaborative divorce process, and how to make as social as possible that divorce, and make it as smooth as possible, even though it's a tough, tough topic. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time, if you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you.
Are you sitting down right now? How long has it been since you've got up and moved around? Has it been 2 hours, 4 hours, or more? Let's do a simple exercise that will help relieve your stress from poor posture for the rest of the day. I'm going to have you stand up, reach your arms out to the side, squeeze them back behind you, and relax your shoulders back and down. If you would like to live a healthier lifestyle, visit WatkinsFitness.com. That's WatkinsFitness.com.
You've heard of Hawaii's Tomorrow, but have you ever tuned in? You don't know what you're missing. Right here on KGU, every day live from 5 to 6 p.m., you'll hear our very own Jeff Davis, the solar guy, talk about the most important issues affecting Hawaii and you. Check him out on Hawaii's Tomorrow today.
How would you like to work in the world of finance? Wealth Strategy Partners is considering smart, motivated financial associates. You will have the potential to earn competitive earnings while providing a necessary service to the community. Furthermore, when you join Wealth Strategy Partners, you will be eligible to receive a full benefits package, including insurance, a pension plan, and more. If you enjoy working with people and have an interest in making a difference in people's lives, contact Wealth Strategy Partners, 695-2102. That's 695-2102. Make the call that could change your life. 695-2102. Join Wealth Strategy Partners. 695-2102.
Registered representative and financial advisor of Park Avenue Securities, LLC. Abbreviated PAS. 7 Hanover Square, New York, New York, 10004. Securities products or services and advisory services are offered through PAS, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. 888-600-4667. PAS is a member FINRA SIPC.
You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource with financial advisor Marco Muscovich. If you'd like to speak to Marco, either on the air or after the show, call toll-free from Oahu and the Outer Islands, 877-695-2102. That's 877-695-2102.
Welcome back. You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource. My name is Marco Muscovich, Vice President, Financial Advisor at Wealth Strategy Partners. Wealth Strategy Partners, wide angle, comprehensive financial services firm. Don't forget, we are looking for new financial advisors. If you would like to learn a little bit more about what does it take to become one, 695-2102, 695-2102. Give me a call. We can chit-chat about it. You can also give me a call if you're interested to check up on your results in your financial strategies for this year, because it's end of the year. It's a good time to evaluate and see how to set up the new year resolution. It's all coming up. We are approaching end of the year on a rapid pace. I cannot even believe that we are almost in 2014. But anyway, let's go back to our guest today. Lisa Jacobs is a collaborative attorney and mediator. You can find Lisa at 263-6299, 263-6299, ponodivorce.com, ponodivorce.com. Lisa, this is relatively new topic. Collaborative divorce process is relatively new to Hawaii.
Yes, that's right. Governor Abercrombie signed the Uniform Collaborative Law Act into Hawaii law in early July of 2012. So it's been here on the books in Hawaii for a little over a year. And, you know, that basically, you know, gave us the green light that not only the legislature supports it, the judiciary also thinks it's a great idea, and the governor. So it's, you know, we've got the, you know,
so someone
support.
Needed to probably present this to the governor and to the rulers, and so they can see the value.
Right, right.
Is there any group or association behind this?
There is a practice group here locally that has currently has about 40 collaboratively trained lawyers and also financial professionals and mental health professionals who all have been collaboratively trained and are prepared to assist couples who are going through a divorce or separation and do it in a collaborative way and not in an adversarial way.
Okay, so I guess it's relatively new to Hawaii, but this process is in existence for over 23, 24 years and on the mainland. So tell me, how did you get involved? What triggered you to become part of it?
Right. Well, I mentioned in the earlier segment that I had interest in mediation. Collaborative law is like mediation. It's like mediation in spirit because we really are professionals who are involved in it are helping couples communicate better with one another, encourage them to generate options and solutions that are going to work best in the long term and be durable solutions for their family. So it was like mediation, but it also there are some differences between mediation and collaborative divorce, which I like. What I like about collaborative divorce is that you have each party will have a collaboratively aligned lawyer throughout the whole process. Sometimes in mediation, in a mediation meeting, the parties will go in and speak with the mediator, who's a neutral third party, but their attorneys might not be present in the meeting. So when they are negotiating agreements, their attorney might not be there, and
right,
so that
might pull out in a different way
it can make the process be more disjointed and not so integrated. And so not everybody has all the information all at the same time and can really assist the parties to make their decisions kind of in real time.
That's a good point. Let me ask you this. Like, how involved is attorney in the whole decision and process when it comes to the divorce?
When it comes to a collaborative divorce?
Right. And a regular traditional one.
Okay. Well...
And how that affects... I mean, because a lot of time you hear, like, it's a war.
Right.
I mean, if you're in a traditional sledgehammer process, like you said earlier, it's a war between parties.
It's a war between parties.
And why? I mean, I understand people usually get divorced because they don't love each other anymore or something happened in the whole process. But, you know, a lot of time attorneys bring a lot of additional heat to the table just because they don't want to give up on certain things. They want to... You know, their party need to get the most out of it.
Right, right. And that's what I find so personally frustrating when I hear friends that have been through adversarial, messy divorces, very, very expensive. Traditional lawyers are trained to be positionally based. They try to get as much as they can for their client. And only once the process has gone a certain way, you know, gone already down the road and everyone's expended a lot of money, at that point maybe they are going to try to negotiate a settlement. And oftentimes it's the courts that really are highly encouraging them to settle because they don't want them to go to trial because it's going to just consume more resources and more time. So, but with collaborative lawyers, we are much more focused on interest-based negotiations. We really want to find out not the position, but what the interest is behind that position. So
Let's talk about examples so people can try to visualize that by listening to us. Let's give them an example.
Okay. So
maybe one of your cases, we're not going to mention any names, but maybe like something most recent.
Or a hypothetical. Okay.
Or a hypothetical.
So a hypothetical situation that's positionally based is, let's say a client talks to his or her traditional litigation lawyer and says, there's no way I'm not going to negotiate. I want full custody. That's it. You know, that's the position. Full custody, you know.
Of
the children as possible, you know, that's the position. Well, what's the interest behind that? Why? What fears, what concerns, what goals does that client have to really be driving him or her to insist on full custody? So it's really trying to get behind what that argument or what that position is and figure out why. Because the other party is going to have his or her interests as well. And so with the collaborative method, we really try to look at the family as a whole system, realizing that they're going to be competing interests. And what can we do to help the parties craft an agreement that's going to work out best? It's not going to work. It's not everybody's going to get 100% of what they want, of course, you know. But what can we do to really make this work as a durable solution? What kind of ideas, creative solutions can we assist the couple to arrive at that will help them not only resolve the divorce here and now, but also just look years on out? You know, we would love it if the parents can go to their kids' graduation and be able to sit next to one another and still speak very respectfully with one another. What about when their children get married, you know? We want both sets of parents there to be celebrating with their children.
So just need to try to find a reasonable solution, not something like because someone is stuck up on the idea, I want 100% custody. and I don't want to, you know, argue. I'm going to argue, or I'm going to take all the money, or house is mine, or just make a reasonable long solution that everybody is going to be, you know, as possible, as close as possible, win-win situation.
Right, and going through litigation is very risky too, because if you're leaving it all up to it for a family court judge to decide, you don't really know exactly what that decision is going to be. So there's just a number of reasons why the benefits of collaborative divorce, really, I really want the public to know about it. There's much more privacy that's afforded to the couple. Oftentimes it could be much more cost effective because we're negotiating right, much earlier in the process.
That's my next question. Yes. Like, does this process cut the cost of the and pretty much save a lot of money for the parties involved?
Well, what I'm going to say about that is because I'd mentioned that there's other professionals who can be involved. It's up to the clients whether or not they want to also retain financial professionals and mental health professionals to help them with the financial aspects of the divorce and also the emotional aspects. So, you know, at a minimum, there should be two collaboratively trained lawyers on the case. But they could, the couple can decide if they like to hire additional professionals. Those additional professionals also will, you know, be charging fees.
Yeah, cost
money
too.
So, yes. So, but the results you can get if the couple decides to hire those additional professionals, I mean, you're going to get the more that you can hire, the better result
right.
you'll have. So I'm not going to say that it's cheaper.
Right, right. Your team right. is larger, but you might get it to the better results versus just arguing, because sometimes you don't, like especially you mentioned like financial professional. I mean, if you don't have financial professional to educate you on different topics, what is it that you can do? What will be the consequences of doing the certain things and maybe distributing those 401k accounts and liquidating some of the qualified retirement accounts and, you know, how you can solve the financial portion of it. I mean, it brings the value.
It does. It does. And having a financial, a collaboratively trained financial neutral to sit down with the parties to really help them encourage them to communicate what their financial concerns and goals are, and having that financial person really help them generate options that they can decide on, which is going to work out best, adds tremendous value. And in a way, you know, that person's going to be a CPA or somebody who really is more trained than myself right. as a lawyer. So it just makes more value, you know, it adds
brings
more
value.
Exactly.
Let me ask another question. Like a lot of time, you know, when you are involving the other professionals to guide you through the certain process, it's, you know, if it's a billable hours, you need to, you know, sometimes people are thinking, well, more I spend with the attorney or more time I spend with the CPA, more I'm going to pay. Does that work the same way in a collaborative process?
Well,
is it billable hours? Is it retainer? What is it that people are charged? Or how the billing works?
Right. Well, the way, you know, the way I work is I...
Or you can talk about it, yeah.
Right, right. But, I mean, each individual will do it as her own way, so I can't
right.
speak
different
for other...
Right, different attorneys, right, have
right.
different systems.
Right, so I can't speak for others, but for myself, there is a retainer fee, and that's put into a client trust fund account, and then I have an hourly fee that gets, and I send out invoices monthly, so the client can see the work I've done, and, you know, see how the
invoicing and
right,
billing
right,
is going.
Right, right. And then if it looks okay, then I will go ahead and take the money out of the client trust fund account. And
is it traditional way the same?
Yes, most typically there is, in a traditional litigated case, there's a retainer fee, and then the hourly fees is charged up against it, yes.
Okay. And another thing, like what is it the process people can expect by hiring you or talking to you? What is the education that you're going to bring to the table? What is the whole process? Like if you have someone listening right now and they are on the brink of divorce and, you know, this sounds like good to them and they want to go this route, what is the process that they can expect?
Okay, well, they can call me, they can email me, and what I can do is I'll listen to where they are in the process, and they could be anywhere. They could be having some marital difficulties. Maybe they aren't really... really ready to divorce or separate. I'm a resource and available anywhere they're at in their journey. So, you know, even if they
beginning
haven't decided.
Beginning end or middle, actually not end, but
yes,
I'd say
yes.
middle or something.
Yeah, so what I can do is they can explain what they're going through. I can let them know what their options are. If they do decide to divorce, there's a number of ways you can do it. You can do it as simple as the kitchen table, download the uncontested divorce forms, and I can tell them how to do that. If that's the way they want to go.
That in those cases, I know,
table.
Right, or the latte, you know, kind of divorce. Those are kind of the most simple kinds of divorces. Maybe there weren't children. Maybe it was a short marriage. Maybe the spouses kept everything separate anyway. So those are, you know, going to be the most cost effective because they might not need to hire an attorney. We're just talking about the filing fee that the court that they pay to the court. So that's on like one end of the spectrum is doing it yourself. On the way other end of the spectrum is doing a full-blown litigated divorce, and that's when it's highly contested. The couple doesn't seem to agree about anything, and they're just, you know, they're so driven by emotion, and they just, if you talk about trying to arrive in an agreement, both of them are saying no way. Unfortunately, that's what I've chosen not to do that at all because I really think that arriving in agreements is really better for. It's really going to be better. So I do explain that briefly, but I let them know that I can't help them if they do decide to go that route.
So does it sometimes starts their way, but then in a process of conversation and talking, they kind of like see the big picture and come become reasonable if that's possible in that moment, you know, and change their approach and become more collaborative versus sledgehammer type
well,
of divorce.
I think the people who call me generally are a little more self-selecting. I think the mental health professionals that I've established alliances with and other people have kind of know me as being the collaborative lawyer mediator who really is there to help couples. If not to say that conflict will always exist in some form or another, so it's impossible to have something that's so free of conflict, you know. So realistically, there's going to be some level of conflict, but what I'd say is if the couple really is making their best efforts to come forward to the table in the spirit that they're going to arrive in an agreement, and let's say that maybe they're like 80% there, then I think we can really work something out because the success rate on having these collaborative cases work in full agreement is close to 90%. So, you know, as long as we keep trying and keep working at it, I think...
Comparing to the traditional?
Well, traditional it would be...
Way less than that.
Yeah, and I don't really have comparable statistics because the whole process is different.
And fairly
but
new.
What I'll say is that in a litigated case, there will be an agreement, but it'll be after a lot of fees have been spent and a lot of animosity has...
A lot of brain cells burned.
Right, right. but still, okay. The number of cases that actually go to trial is not that high. So doing it collaboratively, though, we can arrive at agreements much quicker, much sooner.
So it's if you want to compare it to healthcare industry, it's more like a prevention versus treatment. You want to prevent going to the court and spending additional monies and resources and everything. You want to settle before you even go there.
Right.
On a civilized way.
Right. And what the beauty is about collaborative law also is that because we're helping the couple communicate more effectively, that there's actually a small percentage of couples that reconcile because their communication is improved, their trust...
So change their mind.
Right,
then.
Their trust is improved, and their intimacy ultimately is improved too. So, that I mean, to me, I'm not an advocate for divorce. I'm an advocate for healthier relationships. So if we can work it out, then that's great.
Okay, let's take a quick break, last break, before we end today's show. Today's guest is Lisa Jacobs, collaborative attorney and mediator. You can find her at PonoDivorce.com, 263-6299. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Achieving personal financial success can be complicated. Marco Muscovich can make it simpler. That's something very good to know in a world where the wrong financial decisions can be all too costly. Marco Muscovich, Vice President of Wealth Strategy Partners, has been helping people in Hawaii successfully organize and plan their finances for years. Marco uses an holistic approach to help you balance your current financial obligations as well as your future concerns.
And he does this while keeping things simple. Organizing your finances is serious business, but it doesn't have to be complicated. Find out how Marco can help you make smart, informed decisions about your financial future. Call him and schedule your complimentary session and tell him your story. He's there to listen. The toll-free number to call is 877-695-2102. That's 877-695-2102. 877-695-2102. Marco Muscovich.
How would you like to work in the world of finance? Wealth Strategy Partners is considering smart, motivated financial associates. You will have the potential to earn competitive earnings while providing a necessary service to the community. Furthermore, when you join Wealth Strategy Partners, you will be eligible to receive a full benefits package, including insurance, a pension plan, and more. If you enjoy working with people and have an interest in making a difference in people's lives, contact Wealth Strategy Partners, 695-2102. That's 695-2102. Make the call that could change your life. 695-2102. Join Wealth Strategy Partners. 695-2102.
Registered representative and financial advisor of Park Avenue Securities, LLC. Abbreviated PAS. 7 Hanover Square, New York, New York, 10004. Securities products or services and advisory services are offered through PAS, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. 888-600-4667. PAS is a member of FINRA, SIPC.
We all want to retire someday, but how will you afford it? Marko Miuszkiewicz here, financial advisor for Wealth Strategy Partners. Times are tough, but nothing brings comfort and security like having a financial strategy. Some financial strategies can be complicated. All those numbers and percentage points, it makes your head spin. But that's why I created easier-to-understand system called Retirement Income Timeline. Let me analyze your situation using my Retirement Income Timeline, and I'll show you how you may be able to turn your money worries of today into a stress-free retirement of tomorrow. It's easy. Just call me and I'll assist you. Get your personal retirement income timeline by me, Marko Miuszkiewicz, today. Call 695-2102. 695-2102.
Registered representative and financial advisor of Park Avenue Securities, LLC, abbreviated PAS, 7 Hanover Square, New York, New York, 10004. Securities products or services and advisory services are offered through PAS, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. 888-600-4667. PAS is a member of FINRA, SIPC.
You're listening to Hawaii Money Resource with financial advisor Marco Muscovich. If you'd like to speak to Marco, either on the air or after the show, call toll-free from Oahu and the Outer Islands, 877-695-2102. That's 877-695-2102.
Welcome back. Listening to Hawaii Money Resource. Today's guest is Lisa Jacobs, attorney, collaborative attorney, and mediator. Lisa, thanks so much. It's pretty much bringing the new, something new that most of the people are probably not aware, unless they're going through divorce right now.
Yes.
About the different way, different process of going through divorce, how to make it actually get most out of it, like a win-win for everybody, especially for the children that suffers usually the most when people are going through divorce, unfortunately.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask you three questions. Usually this is what I ask everybody on the end. First question is how the future looks for you, your business, and let's say collaborative process in general.
Okay, so the first question is how the future looks for me, myself.
Everything.
Okay. I'm really, really passionate and committed to this process and to serving clients in this way. So I see there's no other direction but for this to be positive and just to be up and up.
And involved to the probably different level going forward.
Yes, yes. So, you know, starting things out in a kind of a new area and educating the public is a lot of work, but it's work I love. I love talking about this. I love educating people, letting them know that there's different ways, there's different methods and options, and there's just a whole lot of promise. And even if I get an interesting reaction from people. They say, well, hopefully I'll never have to use your services. And I hope also they don't have
right,
to.
Right, but the statistics are 50-50 chances
right,
that you're going
right,
to get divorced and
right,
second marriage 80%. So.
Right, right. So what they say is, I hope I don't have to hire you, but if I know of a friend mm-hmm. or somebody, you know, who could use your services, I will definitely pass your information on to him or her. And I find that really encouraging.
That's good. That's
yes.
good. Second question is, what is your exit strategy? How are you going to get out of the business that you're in? That's a good question, right?
thinking 20 years ahead, because I see 20 more years of this happening, and it's just continuing to grow. And gosh, maybe I'll never retire. Maybe I'll have
right. So yeah. it might take some different direction, but everything, maybe educational more, or who knows, right?
I mean, I have some big goals in making the collaborative process accessible to everybody who could possibly want it. I mean, that's a very lofty, idealistic goal.
But it's a good goal. And the last question for today is some word of wisdom, something that you can share with our listeners, 10 seconds, quickly. Some words, philosophical, something that drives you.
Something that drives me is that, okay, peace is possible. Respectful communication is the best way to start.
There you go. Today's guest is Lisa Jacob. Sorry for rushing out on the end. Collaborative attorney and mediator. My name is Marko Miuškovic, Vice President, Financial Advisor, Wealth Strategy Partners, Hawaii Money Resource. Again, we'll be back tomorrow. Stay tuned.
The Living Balance Sheet and the Living Balance Sheet logo are registered service marks of the Guardian Life Insurance Company of America, New York, New York. The graphics and text used herein are the exclusive property of Guardian and protected under U.S. and international copyright laws. Copyright 2005 to 2011. The Guardian Life Insurance Company of America. This show is for informational purposes only. Individual risk tolerance and investment objectives must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations. Marko Miuškovic is a registered representative and financial advisor for Park Avenue Securities, LLC, 7 Hanover Square, New York, New York, 10004. Securities products, services, and advisory services are offered through Park Avenue Securities, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. 888-600-4667. Financial representative, The Guardian Life Insurance Company of America, New York, New York. Park Avenue Securities is an indirect, wholly owned subsidiary of The Guardian Life Insurance Company of America. Wealth Strategy Partners is not an affiliate or subsidiary of Park Avenue Securities or The Guardian Life Insurance Company of America. Park Avenue Securities is a member FINRA SIPC.